Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 10 of 1 Peter chapter 1. As to this salvation, the prophets who prophesied of the grace that would come to you made careful searches and inquiries, seeking to know what person or time the Spirit of Christ within them was indicating, as he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories to follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, in these things which now have been announced to you through those who preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels long to look. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Keep sober in spirit. Set your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
In yesterday's devotion, we focused on Hebrews chapter 11 and the stories of people who followed the Lord faithfully, all before Jesus came to earth. Their legacy strengthens those of us who are believers to imitate them and walk by faith. In today's scripture reading, Peter reminds us of those who wrote down God's promises so that we would be able to hear the good news. Their words assure us of God's plan of salvation and point to our greatest hope. Like the men and women remembered in Hebrews 11, the Old Testament prophets didn't personally experience fulfillment of all that God promised. They made careful searches and inquiries in an attempt to understand His plans, but none of them lived to see Jesus, the one they wrote about, in the flesh. Peter tells us they realized their writings were for the benefit of others. The prophets' Old Testament messages prepared the way for God's good news to be received by the apostles and the whole world. Their words are like fruit trees that will bring a harvest long after the people who planted them are gone from this life. The revelation of God in Jesus Christ is complete. But like the prophets of old, we can leave a legacy that bears fruit for generations to come. In other words, let's demonstrate hope in Christ and generously give forgiveness and love.